Highbridge Audio presents Dear Zoe by Philip Beard. Read for you by Cassandra Morris.
Naming you. I have memories of you before you were even born. Maybe that's normal for mothers, but I doubt big sisters feel that way too often. I just remember sitting around the kitchen table with Mom and Emily, who was barely four at the time, arguing about what your name was going to be, and how that somehow made you into a real person before I ever saw your face. Mom asked Em and me for help because she felt like she had this power with names she had to be careful with. Her middle name is Tess, and that's what she named me when she had me at only 19. With big hair and big dreams, she says. And I think sometimes she's afraid that's why I'm turning out the way I am. So much like she was when she married my real dad, instead of how she is now, with David. I was 5 when Mom and David got married, 7 when Mom finally got pregnant with Emily. And even I could see that she was becoming a different person, like a real grown-up. She never looked glamorous anymore, just pretty. She stopped wearing eyeshadow, and she got a blunt cut that made her look like someone from Connecticut. David had gotten Mom to start reading, and she couldn't stop. They read every night. And when Mom named Em after Emily Dickinson, she felt like that's what she got. This quiet, fearful child who clung to her, and seemed to be lonely for no good reason from the day she was born. Never mind that everyone was naming their daughters Emily at the time. Mom had a certain kind of Emily in mind while Em grew inside of her. And that's what she got. I was already 9 by the time Em turned 1, and I could tell.